Ready to spend 15 minutes with the experts you admire? Need strategy sessions from thought leaders brought directly to your ears? Welcome to the Sprocket Talk 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, where every week George B. Thomas uncovers the challenges that sales, marketing, and service professionals face. And of course, the strategies to help them overcome their biggest hurdles. So sit back and set your sights on growth with these bite-sized conversations filled with pure strategy gold. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.
So, Sprocketeers, I got to be honest with you. On this episode of the podcast, we're digging into something that is going to be very interesting. I think it's something that people sort of think about, maybe think about, don't think about when it comes to this thing that we do that is sales, that is marketing, that is business. But before we get diving into this episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, let's go ahead and introduce our guest. He has the best smile ever. If you're listening to this, you can't hear his smile, but if you watch the video version, you'll be able to see it. Jonathan Christian, why don't you explain to people who you are and what you do in everyday life?
George B. Thomas, thank you. So I'm a Manx man, which is an island off the UK called the Isle of Man. That's where my heritage is. I live in Canada, but I live in British Columbia, so I think it's the best of both. I founded a company in 2008 called We Make Stuff Happen. And my philosophy in life is if your stuff has value and integrity, if you get the people part right, and the people part is twofold, the people who work for you and the people who buy from you, then that's my realm. That's how I make people make stuff happen.
I love the name of the company. And you know, it's funny, as I'm listening to you, I should one day maybe start a company called Get Stuff Done, because that's been like my hashtag on podcasts and everything stuff. So hashtag GSD. But it's funny because even in your description of what you do, Jonathan, I find it funny, now that my ears are tuned into this because of us talking pre this podcast, that you mentioned the word people two or three times, people to people to people. And so let's talk about this strategy, and we can call it a social strategy. We can call it a business strategy. I actually think the more I sit here and think about it, it's a human strategy. So Jonathan, one thing I've found over the years of knowing you, you're really good at knowing people and those people feeling like we really know you. So talk to me about this relationship building in the 21st century that you have, like this complete strategy built around.
Kind of started by default, George, because I was in a car accident, badly damaged my neck, had to have my neck rebuilt out of titanium, and had a long convalescence. And during my convalescence, I couldn't drive, couldn't leave my house. This is 2009. And I had my white MacBook, and I had my BlackBerry. And that's the only tools I had in my arsenal. And it's like, holy moly, you know, I can't network anymore. And they're like, yes, you can. There's this thing called Facebook and Twitter. And I'd kind of given it lip service at that point. I didn't know if it was really going to be the thing. But I went all in, partially because I had no other option. And second of all, I love people and I love stories. And that's what Facebook was really about, was learning about what people were up to. So I went all in. And over that 10-year period, what I've mastered is getting to know people way more than normal without having to physically go visit them around, because we're a global community. I mean, I'm not going to be in Bali tomorrow and San Diego the next day and Alaska the following day, but I can on social media. So I'm very strategic around the people I want to be associated with. And they are typically people like yourself, Marcus Sheridan, Mark Schaefer, Mari Smith, Michael Stelzner, all of these great people who all in around that 08, 09 window had to reinvent themselves for one reason or another. And what I've tried to do is not just fangate these people, but peer-to-peer, I deliberately bookmark, if you like, these individual people. So I might deliberately sort of set my Instagram so that I follow certain people. Every time they post, I get a notification. And I'm one of the first people to like it and comment on it. When they write a blog, I've got my RSS feed set up. When they do a video, I have my little bell on YouTube that tells me, Suvi Zimmerman just uploaded a new video. So I'm listening to it currently. And then I'm not just gushing to run back. But if I listen to it and I have a comment, I will write it. Then it takes me over to the Facebook friend page, if you like, rather than a business-to-business piece. And we're all people. People don't hire us, you know, just because of what they know. They hire us because of our personality. They hire us because of our life experience that goes with what we know that can take them to a better place. So I deliberately spend quite a bit of time, according to Apple, 7 hours, 11 minutes a day, apparently, on my cell phone, in a good posture. But a lot of that time is networking. And it has worked out so well. I have friends all over the world. I could couch surf for a year. But at the same time, it's positioned me on a peer-to-peer basis that I would not have been able to do without social media.
Yeah. And Jonathan, I want to dig into this because what I want the audience to realize, there's a couple of things that happened in there. First of all, you used the word fan. And what I want everybody to realize is there is a dramatic difference between what you do and what fans do for influencers. Well, sure. Kind of talk about like why you have this different mentality. So like a fan, right? They have a goal, an end goal. It's to meet, greet, gush, whatever it is. And we love it. We love it. Trust me. But what is your goal? Like, why are you treating this relationship differently? Like, what's the outcome that you're looking for with this?
Well, for me, it's to build up other people. This sort of self-edification that so many people are into these days, and this the SEO girls on Instagram, that's not my thing at all. I mean, it's for some people, but I'm about real and I'm about authentic. So let's, for instance, you and I met social media marketing world this year in the lobby, and then you told me you were MC. I had no idea. I don't think the world knew. Typically, Michael did and everybody else knew, but I was so beyond happy for you. And then I took pictures, I took short videos, I shared it and said, there's Danan, George B. Thomas, MC Social Media Walking. And I promoted you. I tagged you and shared it. I did that for no other reason that I was so happy and proud for you. We'd met 5 years before in DC, and we've gotten to know each other as friends. I've seen your family. I know where you live. I know what the weather looks like, you know, outside your front door, because I care about you and I want you to be successful. Am I doing it for any other motive than that? No. Do you lift me higher because I'm in closer relationship and I see the way you think and I see the way you're going with all of the work that you've done with HubSpot and how you've grown? That makes me grow too. And that's why I do it.
Yeah. See, I want everybody that's listening, because you might be listening to this and you're like, well, what's the strategy? And the strategy is that there isn't an ulterior motive, that there is just this love of people, this love of learning, this love of relationships. And here's the thing. I keep asking Jonathan to dig a little deeper because I want to find an ulterior motive. But as you heard on that last question, there isn't one. But here's the thing. Because he's done this, there's a special bond. And I can only speak for me because, well, we're on this podcast. But I can tell you that there are other influencers that feel the same way. And so when Jonathan does finally need something, or when we find somebody that needs something that we know Jonathan can help with, well, what are we going to do? We're going to send that person to somebody who has been learning from us, who has been promoting us, who has been building a relationship versus fanboying or fangirling. Jonathan, let's get into the tacticals, because first of all, you've chosen a big chunk to bite off, because most influencers are on multiple channels. So when it comes to being able to pay attention to all of the people, I'm curious, first of all, do you limit yourself to a certain number of people that you're willing to pay attention to at one given time? Are there additional tools that help you build this 21st digital relationship? Maybe start there, like how do you quantify and scale and all that good stuff, these authentic human relationships as a business and personal growth strategy?
First off, I want to resonate with people who have similar values to me. I mean, some people can be wicked smart marketers, but they're not nice people. That doesn't work for me. I mean, I'm a very much a faith-based, family values kind of guy. And if there's a resonance, that's where I first start off. And then if they're taking people to places that I don't quite understand, I want to understand. So I'm all in. So one of the tools I use on Facebook is, instead of just the follow button, I use a see first button. And I can only have 30 people. And so either a business page or a person. And I deliberately choose my 30 people so that whenever I go to Facebook, first few posts are always from the people that I want to see first. So I stay top of mind by commenting and sharing and liking their stuff. Same with Instagram. I deliberately click the three dots so now my notifications are turned on. So again, each one of those companies or people that post, I get a notification. I mean, I choose to receive these notifications because I want to stay in touch. I don't want to drop the ball. And then same with YouTube, with the little bell now. Every time a video is uploaded, I get the bell. I get emails from latest podcasts that are coming up. I subscribe specifically to certain people's emails, and rather than going into my Gmail updates, they go into my primary. So I put a lot of thought into following these people. I follow certain hashtags on Instagram deliberately. Yeah. Same on Twitter, on my Hootsuite. I have columns just for certain people or certain hashtags. And that way that they're totally on my radar without me having to go think, oh gosh, wonder what George is up to. Been 3 months. I don't do that. I deliberately invest in my time in the right kind of people that are lifting me up, that are helping me and my agency learn more. And at the same time, I love living my, I live in Vancouver. It's pouring down. It's a rainforest. It's going to rain now till February. But I love all my friends in San Diego because it's still sunny. So I get my vitamin D and C, if you like, from somebody else's posts as well.
I love it. So there's so much in that last little part, you know, because here's the thing. We're talking to sales, marketing, service professionals. We're talking to business professionals. And so having you on here to talk about social strategies, you might be listening to this podcast and go, oh, I can have up to 30 people that would show up first, or, oh, I can hit those dots on Instagram, or what is this thing called Hootsuite? Like, you'll want to investigate these tools. But the real takeaway on this 21st digital relationship strategy of being a true human to human marketer or salesperson or social media person or business person, human to human, I think comes down to this, is that success comes in what feels like it's unscalable. And Jonathan Christian today has shown us how to scale digital relationships in the 21st century. Jonathan, do you have like a success story of, you know, I wasn't spammy, I wasn't creepy, I wasn't a guy that I don't want to be, and because I've done this strategy, this one thing happened and it blew my mind?
Many. I'll give you Mark Schaefer, the guy I heard on your, like, one of your very first episodes. I followed him for a long time. When he wrote Known 2 years ago, I consumed that book. And it's like, that's who I want to be like. And so I deliberately had Mark on my radar, following his stuff, reading it, especially his podcast, Marketing Companion. Love it. And then he was at Social Media Marketing World. He was doing a keynote. I did a ton of posts like I did with you. Captured short video, shared him, tagged him, promoted him. The next day, my Facebook feed literally, for inches and inches and inches down, was Mark Schaefer like, Mark Schaefer like, Mark Schaefer commented. Like 15 back-to-back posts that Mark Schaefer saw my stuff. And I said, oh my goodness. I subscribed to his newsletter when he talked about having this new gathering called The Uprising. Like, I was in like a dirty shirt. The next day I bought it. And then unfortunately I wasn't able to show up because of a visa restriction on travel for me right now, which sucks, but hey, it's for a reason. Mark and I already had this depth of conversation because I knew him. I was going to get to know him in Tennessee really well. Didn't happen. This Monday, he and I had like an hour and 15 one-on-one Skype call where he spoke into me and my business and how I can be doing things differently because I can't currently travel to the United States because of this crazy border visa thing. I don't believe I would have gotten that. He's such a great guy and he wants to help everybody, but he spoke like laser focused into my life and my business strategy. Why? Because I think I paid it forward and I had enough goodwill in the deposit account that I could make a withdrawal, and I got it.
I love that. I can make a withdrawal because I've deposited good into the world. That is amazing, Jonathan. And here's the thing, because you're listening to this, you should know that if you went over to Mark Schaefer's website, the consulting prices aren't cheap. And to get a micro one-on-one conversation, it's a big deal because most of these influencers, they're busy and they have things going. And so, Jonathan, you are correct, my man. You love on other people. You go into areas that feel unscalable. You focus on being ultra human as a strategy versus what the world or the, you know, everybody says that you should do or be when it comes to digital and social media and business, and it pays off. So Jonathan, here's the thing. We want to pay it forward to you too. If people want to get a hold of you, if they want to talk to you about some of these tools, if they want to talk to you about how a dramatic accident that like puts you in front of two screens for a long period of time and what maybe even mind shift personally was changing during that got you into this very human to human, very always focused on the good strategy, where can they reach out to you?
Well, thanks for that. WeMakeStuffHappen.com, hashtag MakeStuffHappen, at JDGEM. Jonathan, Debbie, Gemma, Ellen, and Maddie is my Twitter account from 08, still is on my Instagram as well. Any of those three ways of getting in touch with me, and I do respond real quick.
Well, you know he's going to respond. We just talked about being human for the last 15 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, do good, be human, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Did you enjoy this episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast? We'd love to know. Leave a rating and written review wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And keep that learning going by visiting SprocketTalk.com. Sign up for your free membership. And in that membership area, you can find bundled episodes where we combine like strategies to help you grow better. Make the world better and share this episode with your friends and coworkers who may be battling the same obstacle. And you can always reach out to George B. Thomas on Twitter with questions or guest suggestions or just to talk about your favorite Marvel superhero. Now go out into the world and leverage this strategy for your success. And we'll see you on the next episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.